You ever stop and realize sometimes the only thing holding you back is the story you already created in your head? Like deciding somebody's going to say no, deciding it's not going to work, deciding you're not ready before you even try. And today I had a moment that made me realize something else too. I don't think we give ourselves enough credit for everything we actually carry every single day. So in this episode, I want to talk about projecting outcomes, self-acknowledgement, confidence, and why sometimes your breakthrough starts the moment you finally ask. Let's get into it. Welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast, where motherhood and wellness meet faith, presence, and honest conversations. From Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, we unpack the real work of motherhood beyond the highlight reels. I'm your host, Dre Williams, writer, founder of Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, and a mom of two. This space is for every mom who's carrying the weight of expectations but choosing to build softer, sustainable rhythms of wellness. Together, we'll talk about the inner work, breaking cycles, finding balance, and leaning into God's vision for your life. Because you're not just raising kids, you're raising the standard of living. If you have ever felt overwhelmed but deeply called to more, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. I've been thinking about something today, and it's how we really go about deciding outcomes before anything ever happens. Like, we'll sit there and tell ourselves they're probably going to say no. That's not going to work. It's not the right time. And we haven't even asked. We haven't even tried. We haven't even given ourselves the opportunity to see what could happen. And I had to check myself on that because I realized I do it too. I'll project an outcome based on what I think is going to happen instead of just moving and seeing. And if I'm being real, a lot of the outcomes come from fear. Especially as a woman, especially as a Black woman, there's hesitation. There's overthinking. There's this pressure to already have everything figured out before you make a move. But the truth is simple. You don't know unless you ask. And that is so true. And yeah, people are going to say no. That's life. But a no doesn't take anything away from you. What actually holds you back is not asking at all. Because now you've already closed the door on yourself. Whether that's for opportunities, whether it's for just simple questions, asking for help, you know. You just don't know until you ask. And I had a moment today that felt, it was real. Like, it really put things into perspective for me. I was talking to my husband and just started listening out everything I had done. I was like, I woke up at 6, did some business work early, went to the gym, took the boys to the pool, cooked my lunch from scratch, let them play outside. I read to them before their nap, put them down, gave them showers. They woke up, we did homeschool. Then I did a project with them where they built something, set them up to read, cooked dinner, cleaned up, made sure the dog was fed, and I could have kept going, but the point wasn't the list. The point was what I realized in that moment. I don't give myself enough credit, like at all. And I think a lot of us do that. We move through our day doing everything that needs to be done, and we don't stop to acknowledge it. We don't pause and say, yeah, I did that. My husband literally stopped me and gave me a high five, and it wasn't about validation. It was just a moment of, I see you. And I had to sit with that because why am I not saying that to myself? You're doing more than you think you are. You're caring more than you realize, and you deserve to acknowledge that. There's nothing wrong with walking with your head held high. There's nothing wrong with knowing I get things done because you do. God gave you the strength to do what you do every day. You are made in His image and you are worthy far beyond what people say and what you think or what you've convinced yourself of. So when it comes back to asking, let's circle back around. Why are we holding back? Why are we deciding outcomes before we give ourselves a chance? Ask, try, show up, and if it's a no, cool, you move forward. But at least you didn't block your own blessings by never trying in the first place. If you are like, I want to go on a walk, but I don't want to bring the kids with me, call someone to ask for help. Call a friend, call a mom. And if you are not able to call someone directly, see if you are able to sign up for a gym membership, because some gym memberships, they can help you out depending on what the gym is and based on your income, but you won't know unless you ask. And that goes with other opportunities. If you want to start a business and you will put yourself out there, you will get rejections, but you also don't know unless you ask. Closed mouths don't get fed, okay? So I just want you to know, as much as you do, and I want you to acknowledge what you do and give yourself a high five and like, you go girl. But I also want you to know that you can ask for help. You can ask for what you need. You can ask for opportunities. But you don't know unless you ask. And I hope this episode has encouraged you. It was something that was on my heart. But yeah, that was on my mind. You don't know the outcome until you ask. And I'll talk to you next episode. And if you have not signed up for our newsletter, make sure that you hit that link in the description and sign up and join the family. Talk to you soon. Thanks for spending time with me on Navigating Postpartum Wellness. If this episode spoke to you, I'd love for you to leave a review and check out the resources linked in the show notes, from quick wellness guides to my membership community, the Aligned Mama Collective. Or better yet, come join me inside the Aligned Mama Collective, a space where moms like you are choosing faith, rest, and presence over hustle. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a new conversation. And if this episode encouraged you, share it with a friend who might need it too. I'll see you next time.